A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Yudches, Nedarim 18b, pagination is 36, starting from the top of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Upirusham Lahakel. Normally, when we have to interpret what the person who made the vow meant, we're going to be strict. If there's an ambiguous wording, and we're not quite sure whether he meant something that would be a binding vow, or he meant something that, even on a technicality, is just not going to be a binding vow, then we're going to be more strict in our interpretation and assume that it followed the meaning which makes a binding vow. Upirusham lahakel means that if the person gives us an explanation as to what he meant, then we would accept it to be lenient if he tells us how he meant his reference to be understood. The Mishnah explains and really walks us through this concept. Ketzad, how does it work? Omar harei alai kebasar maliach. The item should be comparable to salted meat. And that's the way we've been describing Nedarim, that you make a comparison, the item that you want to restrict, to a different item which was restrictable by human intervention. The classic case was like a carbon. A person makes a carbon. He designates an animal to be as a sacrifice, and now he's going ahead and saying, this loaf of bread shall be like a carbon. So in this case, the person said, the loaf of bread should be like salted meat. Or he says, ki yayin nesach, it should be like libation wine. So im bishalm Shamayim, if he meant from the Mizbeach, neder, nadar, osur. If he meant to make this vow like the Mizbeach, so then it's forbidden. Im b'shal avodas kochavim, nadar. But if he meant it to be like a avodah zarah type service, so then mutter, it's going to be permitted, because that did not become forbidden because of a person's designation. It became forbidden because the Torah said so. And we discussed this, that if the Torah says it, then it's not going to be a neder of hatfasa. You can't compare your loaf of bread to something that the Torah made forbidden. We discussed this in the application of pork. A person is not going to be a binding vow if he says this bread shall be like pork, because the pork was not an item made forbidden by human intervention. Likewise over here, indeed, a person served avodah zarah in a certain way which caused the Torah prohibition, but it's the Torah that's forbidding it. It's not a person who designated it to be forbidden. And therefore, again, one interpretation is going to make a valid neder. He compares it to kachi mizbeach. The other interpretation is not going to make a binding neder, because he's comparing it to avodah zarah things. And our rule was, v'im stam osur. If he doesn't explain, then it's going to be forbidden. We're going to opt for the more strict interpretation. But again, if he would tell us what he meant, that interpretation would be accepted. We continue. Harei alai kecheren. He says it should be like something that was designated for an off-limits, a special purpose. Im kecheren shel shamayim osur. If it's the type of thing that they made a cheren, that it should be forbidden for the sake of heaven, so then it's forbidden. That's exactly the type of hatfasa linking that we were looking for in the case of a vow. Vim kecheren shel kohanim mutter. But if he meant an expression of cherem, where they gifted an item to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim were allowed to use it, so it's not really a prohibition type of thing, mutter, that type of cherem link, would leave the item that he was talking about permitted because he's not linking it successfully to a forbidden item, because Cherem Shel Kohanim is really permitted once the Kohanim get it. V'im Stam, and if he didn't explain, then Osir, it's going to be forbidden. Next case, Hareya like a Miser. It should be like Miser, the tithe of a tenth. Im Kemaiser Behema Nodar, if he did it like the tenth animal, which is going to be a carbon and is designated by the person's intervention, Osir, then the loaf of bread, for example, would be forbidden. V'im Shel Goren, but if he means a tenth of the produce grain-wise, so then mutter, that's going to be permitted to the relevant person, to the Levi, and therefore the item that you're linking to it is also going to be permitted. V'im Stam Osir, but if you didn't explain what type of miser, we're going to opt for the strict interpretation. Hareya like truma. If a person says it should be like truma, so here too, there were two different expressions. Im ketrumas halishka nadar, if he means the truma of the room in the Beis HaMikdash where they had coins and they tithed those coins and brought the karbanos from that money that everybody donated, so then usur, then it's a successful link to prohibit. V'im shel goren mutter, but if he means the truma of the granary, so then it's permitted because the kohen is allowed to eat that, and it's not an item that was going to be considered a successful link. The way we understood it in the first Mishnah was that you indeed designate it, but it's the Torah that creates the prohibition. V'im stam osir, divrei Reb Meir. And if he doesn't explain, so then we're going to opt for the strict interpretation. Now, the last two comments in the Mishnah explain to us that it really might depend on what the local custom is in terms of its expression. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam Truma Bi Yehuda Asura. If the word Truma is used in Yehuda, the area close to the Beis HaMikdash, then it would be forbidden, because the conversational use of the word teruma, the people in the area of Yehuda were very aware, they were in tune with when this tithing of that special room occurred. And when they used the expression teruma, they meant the room of the Beis HaMikdash, and that would make it forbidden. Begalil, but if you're dealing with the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, mutarim. Mutaris, it's going to be permitted. She'enan she'gilul makirim es trumas alishka, because the people in the north are not tuned in to the truma of the room in the Beis HaMikdash, and when they use the word truma, they mean grain, and that's not going to do a link for vows. Final case, stam charamim bi Yehuda. If a person uses the word cherim in Yehuda, mutarim. Conversely, it's going to be more lenient in Yehuda, because over there, there were a lot of Kohanim living near, in close proximity to the Beis HaMikdash, and when they used the word cherem, very often it meant a gift to the Kohanim, which we explained does not make a binding vow if you link it to that. Begalil, but in the north, asurim, it's going to be forbidden. They didn't have so many Kohanim, and they were not in tune with the word cherem as a gift to the Kohanim. She'inan she'gulul makirim es chermei ha-Kohanim, because the people of the north were not in tune with the cherem for Kohanim that we just discussed. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.